You're with us for the morning show as we look at how La Crosse is trying to improve its housing stock and create more housing options for veterans. But first, our winter membership drive is here. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Your support is the foundation of funding for WPR programs. And in fact, it's the largest piece. It's what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for great discussions. And that's why Cheryl Gasser is with me. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Kate.
We are here to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I am so glad to be with you, Kate. Right now is a great time to give on the first day of our member drive because we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,000. This generous match is from current members, including a member in Birchwood, and it means that they will match every dollar you give this hour.
Getting right to it, it is their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Double your support right now. It's a great opportunity at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality, and that's why we've been around for more than 100 years. Yes, over 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that means that this quality, this show, these conversations are possible thanks to you.
Your contribution makes the morning show possible, makes all of the others that you listen to as well. When you give, you are part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. So make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is personally important to you, and it's probably also important for you that everyone in the state has access to this high-quality information and entertainment.
So that's it. Become a member with a contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120. You're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for the whole community. WPR is listener-supported, and that's why your participation here is so very important. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Sheree from Waupun. I will always care about the state of Wisconsin because of WPR. And that's a big thing for me to say. WPR has always been a positive experience, even when it wasn't something that I necessarily wanted to hear. I always appreciate the opposite side, and I don't always understand the opposite side. I certainly don't always like it, but to hear it is important.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click donate.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer Kent. I'm here with Cheryl Gasser. It is your support during this winter member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible each day. Your gift of $10 or, say, $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. That's all it takes. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories. It supports the programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Here at Wisconsin Public Radio, we are committed to quality, and we know that you value everything you hear on the morning show with Kate and her team each morning. And so we hope you'll take a moment to join in this dollar-for-dollar match, which is still in effect. We have $3,000 to raise this hour, and we don't want to leave any of that money on the table. So please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
I want to give a shout out to Jameson in Milwaukee, who says, I love starting my mornings listening to the morning show. Gives me inspiration, information, and new perspective. Jameson, thank you. Maria in Maguanago says, I'm giving to the morning show as well. The knowledge, the preparedness of these interviews, and the cheerful, considerate, and engaging style.
Oh, thank you, Maria. Thank you, Jameson. And thank you, Kate, for all the great conversations that you bring us each weekday morning. That's why your gift right now, dear listener, is so very important, and you can make it and have it doubled at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you.
And now La Crosse is working to develop more affordable housing options, especially for veterans. Aging housing stock, that's an issue for so many communities. And this pandemic crisis has compounded problems like affordability and safe housing standards. What is your community doing to improve housing options? Is there decent housing where you live? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Let's talk affordable housing, 800-642-1234. Caroline Gregerson is Community Development Administrator for the City of La Crosse. Caroline, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Good morning. Take us into your city, if you will. What does affordable housing look like for La Crosse?
Well, it is more important than ever. We already had a housing crisis before, and it's gotten, it's just magnified how important it is that people have affordable and decent housing during the pandemic. So at one point, we knew about 50% of La Crosse's population was paying more than 30% of their income in rent. We are waiting for updated data, but anecdotally, we're working really hard to do whatever we can right now to prevent people from becoming homeless in La Crosse. And it's pretty serious.
Are there enough options for livable, safe, up-to-date building standards as you see them?
It's a challenge in La Crosse. You know, one of our issues is that we are a college town. So that means that there's always going to be high competition for housing in La Crosse, and we're a very old river town. And so quality is definitely a concern, but again, there's a high demand. There's more demand for units than there is availability right now.
You mentioned,
and it's been like that for a long time.
Yeah, you mentioned homelessness. What is that situation like now in La Crosse?
Well, I can say that what we're really proud of right now is before the pandemic started, we started a homeless prevention program because we've tried to really focus on this issue and think about it holistically. And so homeless prevention means when someone's in crisis, when they're about to be evicted, working with our agencies like Cooley Cab, Catholic Charities, Salvation Army, we started a program to give someone rental assistance before they entered homelessness. With the start of the pandemic, the county, the city, the state, we all stepped forward with additional funds. And so we have a very robust homeless prevention program that we believe is mostly working right now to keep people in their housing. But at the same time, we have a very large group of people that are experiencing homelessness right now. And we're definitely, it's really tough because shelters traditionally are those congregate settings. We did have a situation where we were very concerned about, you know, COVID outbreaks. And so we've worked creatively with motels and hotels to try to keep people safely sheltered. But I would say, you know, at any night in La Crosse, you know, there's about over 75 people still experiencing homelessness, and that number has jumped up to 120 as well.
As we go longer into this pandemic, the president had signed an executive order extending the eviction moratorium until the end of next month. But some are saying that there are loopholes around that. Are you seeing evictions continue in La Crosse?
Yeah, there are a variety of issues that present themselves that people can still get evicted. We are still seeing evictions happen due to other issues not related to paying rent. And like I said, we are just trying our best right now to do whatever we can to help people. But I think if, for example, I know of a couple situations where it was really, a tough situation happening in the home setting that wasn't related to rent. It was other issues that it's really tough. Once that person loses their housing, there's just not a lot available for them. So we are definitely still seeing evictions, but I'm proud to say again, I believe our homeless prevention program is working.
There is this, sense that if you build more affordable housing, then you have people of lower income who move into an area. But how can you turn that on its head? You need that affordable housing.
Exactly. So I think, the city of La Crosse has realized and shared with people, these people are already living in our community, living with unaffordable rent and in subpar conditions. So we did this project that we're really proud of called the Garden Terrace Project. And we heard that. Is it just going to, bring more people to your community that need help? And, it's exactly the opposite. We've been able to demonstrate that by building affordable housing and with units set aside specifically for veterans experiencing homelessness, we actually contributed to reducing the numbers of veterans experiencing homelessness, not the other way. Mm. So again, I think it's about educating the public that affordable housing also doesn't mean free rent. It means providing a range of rent availability and hopefully high quality to meet the needs of what people are making. Not everyone can make a doctor's salary in La Crosse. In fact, most don't. But if you look at what's out there in the market, it's, $1,200, $2,000 a month rent. And that just simply isn't what people can afford that make in our community.
La Crosse Community Development Administrator Caroline Gregerson is with us looking at the housing challenges, what her city is attempting to do. Do you live in a rural or urban area? What are your housing options like? 800-642-1234. Join in. We'll continue this housing conversation ahead with Caroline Gregerson here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at what La Crosse is doing to create more affordable housing. But first, let's get a check on our Wisconsin Public Radio winter member drive that is officially underway on this wintry morning. I'm here with Cheryl Gasser. Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. So glad to be here.
And our goal in this drive is to make sure that you keep getting your favorite programs like the morning show.
It is certainly one of my favorite. And your gift of any amount is so very important during these member drive because it's your support that provides the largest piece of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we feel the momentum. We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect now from current members, including a member in Birchwood. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 to $200. Take advantage of this match. Double your support now for the Wisconsin Public Radio programs you love when you give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the morning show, you hear policymakers and politicos answer questions on a wide variety of state and national topics.
Like, for instance, on Mondays during the State Capitol Report, we cover legislative sessions, state elections, state budget issues, the state Supreme Court, and you hear directly from lawmakers. We also have hour-long book conversations with authors who take us deeply into the issues of our time.
We cover a lot of ground every week, and you are a part of that as a listener, as a caller, and as a contributor. So support this valuable source of information and access to all these great guests with your gift of any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. And as a sustainer, you make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
Many people give $10 or $20 a month. Whatever you choose is the right amount. And don't forget, it will become doubled during this hour. So become a sustainer now. Become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Get your gift doubled. You can do it all at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This member drive supports the programs you love in style with the new WPR t-shirt. This super comfy heather gray t-shirt features Wisconsin state symbols in the night sky.
And they're depicted as constellations in the night sky. I think these are really fun.
With art in the center that represent the various state symbols, also depicted as constellations. It's a great looking t-shirt that'll get a lot of comments.
The new WPR t-shirt is only available for $10 a month today, $10 Tuesday. So ask for yours when you give now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you love. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Cheryl Gasser. It is your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the great programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
We sure do. At WPR, you get to choose how much to give, and a contribution of any amount whatsoever makes a difference. Here are some suggested amounts, maybe the same amount you pay for Netflix or Hulu each month, or for cable.
Or coffee or tea, which, like WPR, is probably something you really look forward to, like I do. So give now, you pick the amount, you make a difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have this dollar for dollar match in effect this hour from very generous members to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're about halfway there, so we are making great progress. $3,000 was the challenge goal, and we have about $1,600 left on the table.
Yeah.
So let's hear from you now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from Benny and Nina, who says, turning on the radio is the first thing I do in the morning. So simply put, it's about time I gave. Thank you, Benny. Sean and Marshall says, we listen to WPR every morning and all through the day. Thank you for vital information we can count on.
And thank you so much if you are already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. But if not, give now on this first day of the winter member drive. Get your gift doubled, and then you can listen to the morning show knowing that you help make it possible. Your gift right now, so very important. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much.
And now we pick up our conversation on clean, warm, safe, affordable homes. Many cities grapple with declining housing stock, simply not enough affordable options for families. We're looking at how the city of La Crosse is tackling this complex issue. Were you previously homeless or had difficulty finding an apartment you could afford? Do you know someone in this situation? What are the barriers to affordable housing where you are? 800-642-1234. Conversation is right here at 800-642-1234. Caroline Gregerson is our guide community development administrator for the city of La Crosse. Caroline, you were talking about the Garden Terrace Apartments, which has been honored for being a really affordable place to live, for especially for veterans experiencing homelessness. Can you tell us how you have this these apartments set up?
So I'm really excited to talk about this project. It's a 50-unit apartment building in La Crosse, and out of the 50 units, 15 are set aside as permanent supportive housing for veterans. So what that means is there's a really great partnership. The La Crosse Public Housing Authority provides rental assistance, so the veterans living in those units only pay 30% of their income, and the Toma VA Medical Center provides case management to the veterans living there so that they're successful living on their own. And it's a program launched some time ago, and we were able to apply for those funds. And the rest of the units are a mix of affordable apartments with different ranges of rents that was funded through low-income housing tax credits. And the interesting thing about the project is that in La Crosse, a lot of our housing is actually in the floodplain. So this was, we brought in a lot of fill, and so it kind of sits a bit above and was a development to bring the actual building out of the floodplain. And for us, it was also a neighborhood revitalization program. Because this neighborhood, the Lower Northside Depot, doesn't receive a lot of investments due to these complications in the floodplain. The apartments are also next to a community garden that is unique in that the produce that is grown is shared with the entire community. And as part of the project, we added a greenhouse and classroom space for the community garden. So it was truly this partnership of bringing people together and asking what we need. And when we started, the project took a long time, but our January homeless point in time count in 2015 showed that we had 73 homeless veterans. And in January of 2020, we counted only 2 veterans experiencing homelessness. Now, that's not just due to this project. It's a lot about the community coming together and getting these federal resources to address it. But when I talked to the case managers, they were just able to share having these 15 units available that they know that are quality and ready to go and willing to accept veterans. Is huge in that endeavor.
We only have a couple seconds left, but does your demand for these veteran apartments exceed supply? Do you need more than 15?
We definitely need more than 15. And what our lesson was is particularly one bedroom and studios. So we're always asking for help in that regard. If anyone is willing to join us in the effort that knows of an apartment, let us know.
Caroline, thank you for joining us. Caroline Gregerson, Community Development Administrator for the City of La Crosse. News update is next on the Ideas Network. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's the morning show, and just a heads up on our programming plans today. Governor Evers is set to deliver his second budget address tonight at 7. You can hear it on Wisconsin Public Radio. Evers is expected to unveil support for small businesses and agriculture, as well as the legalization of recreational marijuana in our state. Join us tonight at 7 for live coverage of the speech here on WPR or online at WPR.org. Now ahead this hour, we go to Milwaukee to explore how Milwaukee Film is showcasing dozens of Black filmmakers this month. But first, let's talk about our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive that is underway. I'm here with Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Kate. So glad to be here on this snowy Tuesday.
Yeah, it is winter, that's for sure. We are here to say that you count on the Ideas Network for these great discussions, and it's your gift of any amount that makes these conversations possible. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And Kate, I've got some great news to share. We have met, we've exceeded our dollar for dollar match. We had a goal of up to $3,000 for this hour. The hour is just halfway through, and we have already heard from 24 generous members of Wisconsin Public Radio, and that goal has been met. Thank
Brilliant.
You so much to current members, including a member from Birchwood, for making that possible. But there is still time for you to give. There are still so many reasons for you to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio at any amount. So please do it now. Pick up the t-shirt, pick up the water bottle. Do it just because you love the programming. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Cheryl says, you know, so many reasons to give. Think about the last segment. We learned about housing, which is such a critical piece in our communities. And, you know, we scan Wisconsin. We look for examples of what communities are doing. This example coming from La Crosse. And then we look at how our fellow residents are addressing these difficult issues, and then we talk about it, right? We exchange ideas. These are the conversations you count on from the morning show.
And Wisconsin Public Radio wouldn't be here without you. It's listener supported, and that means your donation at WPR.org or 202-2552. Make all of these topics, all of these conversations, the news, the information, the entertainment possible every single day. You make it possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift now.
You might think about what you spend money on every day, like the coffee, the takeout, that all adds up. It's easy to spend on things that are just part of our routine.
And Wisconsin Public Radio, the morning show, it's part of your routine as well. It's your news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn. So we're asking you to invest in it today. Spend some money, a dollar a day, let's say that's $30 a month. What a bargain. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name's Meg Marshall, and I'm from Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin. I think today, especially with this crazy world we live in, it's more important than ever that people know what's going on in the world. This is not just about the United States, it's about the entire world. And the only place you find coverage of international issues to the depth that you find them on Wisconsin Public Radio is right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Meg from Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Cheryl Gasser. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this winter member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month or it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
We're asking you to make a contribution that is comfortable for you. And many people give $10 a month. Some people give $100 or more a month.
Whatever the amount, we'll use it to support the programs you enjoy, keeping your source for information, for entertainment, and WPR going strong. So give now whatever amount feels right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, today is $10 Tuesday. You can ask for your brand new WPR t-shirt with your gift of $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This special offer is available only today on $10 Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month. So get in while it's $10 a month on this $10 Tuesday.
Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. And now we go to Milwaukee, where the arts organization Milwaukee Film is honoring Black culture and tradition all month long. It's promoting film culture in our state, shining a light on 30 Black filmmakers with dozens of events to deepen conversation. Do you plan to watch films or docs this month on Black history? Which ones did you stream Growing Up Milwaukee on HBO Max? What did you think? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to join in. Gerard Blanks is Cultures and Communities Director for Milwaukee Film. Gerard, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm doing well. Explain what you've curated here in Black History Month and what your lineup speaks to.
It's an entire month of films. You know, we're dealing with this new virtual world, which has its advantages. And one of the advantages is we can show films, lots and lots of films all month long. And so what we worked really hard to do was come up with a really diverse lineup, films that speak to people on an emotional level, you know, films that document and our history, but also films that we felt like people would want to sit down with their family, loved one, colleagues, whoever, right? Have watch parties and enjoy, because at the end of the day, yes, we want to inform you, but we also want to entertain you.
What has it been like for filmmakers and film curators during this pandemic?
It's been rough. Trust me, I know firsthand because I've had to track them down to say, give me your film. I really want your film. And many of them, you know, they'll send a note and they'll say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you for 6 weeks, but I'm kind of trying to figure things out here. You know, I was in the middle. I had several filmmakers say, hey, I was in the middle of production when it shut down.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to figure out what's next. And so, yeah, I had some really interesting conversations with filmmakers over the last year.
How do your virtual events like Black Lens, Black History Month, how does this programming lift up these filmmakers, especially filmmakers of color?
You know, when you're an independent filmmaker, because we're talking about people who make films that may or may not reach the masses, right? That's actually the vast majority of films. And some of the films we show are just really unbelievable. And a lot of people would not otherwise know they exist. So my job, the job of my team, the job of Milwaukee Film is to make sure you know they exist. And not only that, but to get you in contact to allow you to engage with the filmmaker. So whether it's watching them in conversation with others about their film, or, you know, even what's nice with social media is a lot of our filmmakers are active. They're promoting the festival. So you can interact with them online on social media. Many of our fans do. They'll write a comment and say, hey, I really love this film. This film touched me.
Mm. I want to get into these films. Coded Bias, this is a 90-minute film exploring the biases of technology, biases of facial recognition software. Here's a part of the trailer.
Our ideas about technology that we think are normal are actually ideas that come from a very small and homogeneous group of people.
Vast amounts of data at incredible speeds.
Everybody has unconscious biases, and people embed their own biases into technology.
Gerard, what did you take away from this film?
Besides the fact that I was really, really scared of technology, I mean, you know what's funny? That's an excellent clip. I was talking with someone and I said, it's interesting. We don't think of technology as being discriminatory, right? But anything that human beings create carry our biases, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. Facial recognition software, social media algorithms, there's going to be bias in everything that we do because we are humans. And so that's why it's so important with films like Coded Bias that we recognize it. We cannot deal with it until we understand and recognize that it exists everywhere. And that is what is so brilliant about this film. I do want to make a quick note. We are offering Coded Bias free of charge to every student in Southeastern Wisconsin. So any student at a high school, college, middle school, wherever you go to school, you can get access to this film for free.
Making them accessible. Talking with Gerard Blanks, Cultures and Communities Director for Milwaukee Film. We're talking about it's Black History Month and shining a light on Black filmmakers. You can join in 800-642-1234. Black Lens is also showing this documentary. So excited to talk about it. Growing Up Milwaukee, directed by Tyshawn Wardlaw, following these three inner city youth. And here she is explaining her motivation for making the film.
I noticed that, you know, the level of statistics that was coming out of the city and that they were staggering, that, you know, we were the worst place for Blacks to live, and incarceration, the economic disparities, like all of these things which are making headlines. But we really don't hear the stories behind these statistics. So when I set out to film, I also wanted to hear it from a youth perspective.
Such an important perspective. What did you see in this film?
I saw a film that honestly, it was sort of weird because I knew many of the people in the film. And so I was watching. It was almost like a mirror. I was watching a film about my city, and it was told through the perspective of people from my city, right? Not some scholars or, you know, commentators from somewhere else. And so it was odd in a way, because it felt so familiar and I felt so at home watching it. And, you know, when we reached out to Tyshawn, we've been sort of monitoring her for years, right? Working with her, having her involved in the things we do. And so when this came out, it was like, oh, this is a no-brainer. We have to get involved. So we showed the film during the Milwaukee Film Festival. And then I reached out to her again and said, I need this for Black History Month. And what was so great was the conversation. She was like, yeah, Gerard, but I'm kind of in the talks with HBO right now. So I'll have to get back to you. So I was like, no pressure. And like a month later, I had given up on it. And Tyshawn was like, you still want it? Like, yeah. Yes, we do. I don't care if it's playing on HBO. Yes. And so she is amazing to work with. I mean, it has been a joy. And she's actually going to be a part of a panel, our closing night panel next week, talking about the film.
Yeah. What are these panel discussions about? What are you trying to do to help deepen the conversations?
Have them.
Yeah, I mean, right.
At the end of the day, right, first you have to have the conversation. What we do is we provide a platform. We provide a platform not just for filmmakers, which is an important part of what we do, but for the general public, for community members. So, you know, tonight we're having a conversation about a film called The Road Up. And then on Thursday we have our STEM symposium, and we're going to have conversations all day long about STEM. And so science, technology, engineering, and math. And so these conversations are just a great way to pull the community into what we're doing. So it's not just us showing you films, us educating you, you're educating us. And I think what's so great about it is they bring more people to the films, yeah. You know?
You mentioned The Road Up, directed by Greg Jacobs, and we have a clip here.
If you don't come here because you truly want to change your life, it's not going to work.
I am worthy of the best that life has to offer. I don't care how many mistakes I made.
So this is a window into the world of four people in a job training program in Wisconsin, in Chicago, actually, working their way back into stable employment. How does it inform how our economic and social structures, our complexities of that, how that works in America?
I think it gives insight into just how difficult it is, right, to build your life back up, right? If you've had some struggles, some challenges, barriers, right? And it could be maybe you spent some time in prison. Maybe you haven't graduated high school. Whatever that barrier or challenge, I don't know that many people understand that we don't really have a system in place that is, I think, really effective in helping people get past those barriers. So what that clip you just showed is, it's an organization called CARA, and that's exactly what they do. They bring people in, and I don't want to give away too much because trust me when I say this film is, it's amazing, and it's a bit of a tearjerker. Yeah. That's what I've talked to a lot of people, and they said, did you cry, Gerard, at the end of this? Because I would cry, because it is an emotional journey watching people put their lives back together. And we just assume that there's some government program where you get out of jail, or, you know, you can go to, or you can go to get your GED and then, yeah, get back out there and get to work. And it's not that simple. In fact, it is one of the hardest things that anyone is going to have to do in their life. And so this film really takes you through that emotional journey. And I can't wait for people to engage in the conversation tonight, but also you got to go see this film.
Gerard, thank you for joining us and giving us a taste of all of these films.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Gerard Blanks, Cultures and Communities Director for Milwaukee Film. We have a link to the Black Lens Black History Month programs at Milwaukee Film. It's at WPR.org/mornings. And for disclosure, Milwaukee Film is a business sponsor of WPR. Stay with us for more conversation right here on the Ideas Network. Hi, it's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive officially underway. I'm here with Cheryl Gasser, and we want to convey that as a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you join us on The Morning Show, and that is thanks to your support. It's listeners who provide the largest share of the funding for WPR programs. When you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this program and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
We simply could not do it without you. You enjoy The Morning Show and so much more on Wisconsin Public Radio. Make a list of everything you listen to during the week and on the weekends, the news, the information, the conversations that you value, and then decide what it's worth to you. You know, is it worth a dollar a day? Is it worth $10 a month? The choice really is up to you. And we hope you will consider becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio during this first day of our winter member drive. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just think about the reasons. Think about what you're exposed to. As we just talked about the Black Lens from the organization Milwaukee Film, the incredible work they did to curate, to build a Black History Month lineup of documentaries and films that really cause us to think and talk about the Black experience in America and to go deeper on these conversations. These are the discussions you count on from The Morning Show.
Kate, I listen every day and I learn so much. I've got my list here, Coded Bias, The Road Up, Pigeon Kings, The Outside Story, all from the Milwaukee Film Fest. I am so excited to learn more about my state, my community, and I learn so much every day on The Morning Show. So thank you for that. And you, dear listener, can make a difference because WPR is listener supported, which means that your donation of any amount makes all of these conversations that you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you and make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's $10 Tuesday. Support the programs you love in style with the new WPR t-shirt with your gift of $10 a month or more. It's comfy. It's heather gray. It features Wisconsin state symbols in the night sky. So ask for yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And the special offer only available today. Tomorrow, it goes up to $12 a month. And again, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Cheryl Gasser. It's your support during this winter member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift, you set it, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You know, it's election day today in Wisconsin, and maybe you heard on The Morning Show, We had conversations with so many of the candidates for DPI, superintendent for public schools. We inform you, we educate you. You are part of that conversation, and we couldn't do it without you. So please make your gift now at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552, and you can keep these conversations going strong.
That's right. You're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. Everyone around at the kitchen table each morning, each day, whether you've been listening for years or just a few months, you can become part of our community of members, people who support the programs they value.
And if you've never given before, start with a gift of $120, or better yet, make that an ongoing gift of $10 a month. You can pick up the t-shirt. Your contribution of any amount makes you a member. And because the largest piece of our funding comes from members, you are really making a difference. It all starts with your gift right now. WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
By the way, if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift is important, and thank you so much for your support.